The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Psalm 114 verse 1 to 8. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary. I want you to understand verse 2. Judah became God's sanctuary. Israel his dominion. May you become God's sanctuary today. May you become God's dominion today. They ceased, looked, and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. Why was it, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams? You hills, like lambs? Verse 7. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. Amen.
Amen.
Our subject this morning is the Father's visit.
Or
the Father's presence. The Father's visit / presence. And our theme is living in the Father's visit or presence. Living in the Father's visit or presence. When you read Deuteronomy 33, after God had brought the Israelites by the mighty hand of God out of Egypt, under the leadership of Moses was telling the Lord in Exodus 33 from verse 12, Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. Verse 14, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Amen.
Amen.
In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. In Luke 24, verse 49. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on. Amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday, we had our papa's visit when my spiritual father, Reverend Dr. Rinsidu, and the wife visited us to impact our lives. And there was a great impartation after church. Some of our mothers were going to him to testify about how they were feeling before they came And after the service, how they felt now.
And
the Holy Spirit said, continue Sunday with the Father's visit. And I asked, what is the Father's visit? Does it mean another father is coming? He said, no.
I see there be.
I am coming to visit my people. The Father's visit is the Father's presence. And the Father's presence is a whole package. The Father's presence is a loaded package. The Father's visit or present delivers that one thing that is needed. We have two types of God's visit or presence. We have the abiding presence of God. God is there all the time. God is with us. But you don't feel him. God is in everything he has created. God is in the sun. God is in the moon. God is in the sea. God is in the earth. That is why the earth produces vegetation. Everything God has created, he is in that thing. It is his nature that gives life to that thing. And everything God has created is to minister unto us and to serve us. We are not to worship the things that God has created, but we are to worship him as the creator. So we have the abiding presence of God. But then we have another presence of God we call the manifested presence of God. The manifested presence of God is when God manifests himself for tangible and touchable results. Manifested presence of God must be provoked. There are conditions we need to create for the manifested presence of God. Now, as a child of God, in order not to miss the blessings of God, it is our duty as believers to live in the consciousness of God's presence. We should know that God is with us. You don't need to feel him.
No.
You see, we worship God by faith.
Yes.
Faith is not feeling. Even though sometimes you can feel.
What
you
mean?
But I don't like using the word feeling. Because feeling means the flesh. But God is not the flesh. God dwells inside your spirit. The Father's visit with Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea in Exodus 14 10 to 24. In Exodus 14:10 to 24. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided. And the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea, not one of them survived. Say, any power
to me, Pia,
that tries to pursue me should be swallowed by the sea. Should be swallowed by the sea. Should be swallowed by the sea. Beloved,
I don't know.
As we read in Psalm 114, from verse 3, the sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. You know what was happening? God was moving with the Israelites. God told them, I will send my angel ahead of you. So when they got to the Red Sea, the presence of God was already there. So when God told Moses, stretch your hand with your staff, the presence of God was already there. The Father's visit, the Father's presence, was what divided the Red Sea. Was what divided the Red Sea for the Israelites to pass through. But see, God, most of the time, God wants us to be part of the miracle. Say, God wants me to be part of the miracle. So that you see, your faith will be in Him. That is why sometimes we are commanded to take some actions. That is why sometimes we are commanded to obey. Because God always wants us to be part of the miracle. So that your faith will be in Him. That was why he said to Moses, stretch your arm. Because his presence was already there. Look, the angel of God, the sea could have parted. But God was teaching Moses something. He was teaching the Israelites something. About his presence. How to be conscious of the presence of God. Many Christians are missing it because we are not conscious of the presence of God. The Bible said the Jordan. The Bible mentioned the Jordan. The Jordan came back. That was Joshua. In Joshua chapter 3. When Joshua got to the Jordan. Jordan was flooded. How could they cross? The Lord said to Joshua, pick the leaders of the 12 tribes. Let them pick stones. Each stone to represent a tribe. Let the priest go into the Jordan. Let them step into the river. In obedience. Immediately they step into the river. It parted into two. Do you know what actually parted? The presence of God. The presence of God. In fact, in the same Psalm 114, the Bible said, the mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. I am yet to research on this particular mountain that skip like that. The Bible also says in verse 8, who turned the rock into a pool? They have rock into springs of water. This brings to mind Exodus 16. When they got to the place and there was no water. And God asked Moses to take the elders and stand by the rock. In fact, that was the first battle that they fought. After that, Exodus 17 from verse 1. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst? Then Moses cried out to the Lord, what am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. The Lord answered Moses, walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile. And go, I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massa and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Amen.
Amen.
God said, my presence will stand by the rock.
I see my name be Gina about tiny home.
Just strike it.
Whatever, open my ball.
Beloved,
I don't know.
It is time for us to begin to practice the presence of God.
It
is time for us to learn how to live in the presence of God. It is time for you and I to always create condition for the presence of God. The manifested presence. It is time for you and I to be conscious of the presence of God. So that we don't miss his blessings. Many of us, because we don't experience the presence of God, even whilst we are seated in the church, we are angry with God. I'm telling you, we are angry. Even on our way to church, we are angry. Look at me every day. I'm going. I'm not seeing anything. Nothing is happening. My situation is the same. I am sowing and sowing. I am doing this and doing this. I've been there before. You don't know the things I've said to God. I stand and preach. Things are happening. But in my heart, I'm almost insulting God. Lord, have mercy on me. But you see, when that wave passes, and God begins to manifest himself to me, I begin to cry, say, Lord, I am sorry for saying all those things. So Lord, so you have been with me all this while. Please. Could it be that you are the one who is not being sensitive to God? Or God is the one who is not with you? He said, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Look, every problem you encounter, God is the first to experience it. But you know, in that challenge, even if it's your mistake, even if you have created a mess, God wants to reveal a dimension of himself to you. So that after that, you know him in a different level. Because God has dimensions. Look, I jumped into a book online, Logos Bible Library. And it was said that the only person who had known God 100% is Jesus Christ. Of course, he was God and became man. And they said the only other person who has known God 5%, two people, Enoch and Elijah. I don't know what they use to calculate the percentages. If Enoch knew God 5%, Enoch, Elijah, and Moses, they gave
Enoch,
this 5%.
Eli, Moses.
If these people have known God 5%, beloved, then you and I, we are minus 0000. We are minus 0.10000. Turn to the person by you and tell God is deep. Tell the person God is deep. So be careful in your situation. God will allow those things to happen. Look, Regina Asma is Mr. Okulu, eh? Is it Mr. Okulu? What's the name? Mr. Tipo, yes. Mr. Tipo is here. Look, this man has called me several times. He's the one witness. But the way he has come to believe in our God, when he calls me, he doesn't know what to say.
Say, ah!
You see, the wife has gone through this thing. For him to know God, a certain dimension of God. Amen.
Amen.
If you are clapping, clap. Look. Sometimes, since I read, when she comes to me at the this testimony that was read here, it looks simple. But for about 2 years now, what this woman has gone through, you have no idea. Sometimes when she appears to me in the office, she's in tears. Then I don't know what to tell her. Because I've been telling her, encouraging her. At the point, I say, go for the operation. She look at me like that. She thought I would tell her not. I say, go for it. Go. This one, go. You will come out. You won't have that problem again. God himself is going to do it. God himself is going to correct it. He knows why. He knows why you should go through it. Maybe he wants to establish the miracle of the communion in her. Right now, nobody will take that from her. Let's be careful. Don't miss the presence of God. The manifested presence of God. Even the abiding presence of God. When Hagar was running away with Ishmael in Genesis 21, Verse 8 to 21. At a point, Sarah said to Abraham, send this woman and the son away. They got to a place when the baby was dying of thirst. And the angel of the Lord met her and opened her eyes. Look, there is a pool of water. She never saw the water. It was possible that the angel just created a pool. Beloved, we still have this angelic ministration now in our time. In our time, we still have this angelic visitation. And let me tell you, the economy is going to be worse. Things are going to be difficult. But you know why they are going to be difficult? It's because of you and I.
And I'm saying,
so that as for us, where there is no pool, we see a pool. And people will come and say, but I've been passing here, passing here. How come? And you tell the person, my angel opened the pool. The angel of the Lord opened the pool. Look. When things are difficult, that is when our God shows up. That is why as a child of God, when people are shouting economy, when people are crying, you know, it is because some of us, we are married to our parties. We are married to MPP. We are married to NDC. We are married to CPP. We are married to Ghana Hot Party. Another party. It's hot. Ghana Hot. Eh? Ghana what? Eh? You see, we are married to parties. We think it's our party that is going to make us. So the moment the party comes and things are going this way, look, even pastors, it is in election time that I lose respect for some pastors. I'm telling you, I lose respect for them. Some years ago, I asked my senior pastor, I said, so now, you,
Papa,
I know you don't like this part. You have been talking ill about Ronnie's. Now this one has come. He is doing the same thing. And you are quiet. I was looking at it in his office. He was quiet. I never said that I've lost respect for you in that. Do you know what has failed Ghana
in
Africa? Is the church. Is the men of God. Is general overseers. General superintendents. Christian council. Ghana Pentecostal council. Whatever they call themselves. Because they have taken sides. They have taken sides. Standards have been broken. Principles have been ignored. That's why politicians are playing games with us. Let me tell you, when politicians know that, look, the church, eh? We are supposed to maintain standard and principle. What is wrong with party A is wrong with party B. What is wrong is wrong. What is right is right. When politicians know that this is our stand, they will not play when they get there. No president will play when they get there. But when they know that we are divided, and that is their plan, they come to divide the church so that the moment my president gets there, I shut my mouth. Even when he's doing things that are not going well, I shut my mouth. Shame unto you. Shame unto our fathers. Shame unto the church. Shame. Shame. We have disappointed God in our nations. It is only when a particular party is on power. That's when you hear some people talk. They will talk hard. Even general overseers, general superintendents, whatever we call ourselves, shame. We have disappointed God. That's why the devil doesn't fear the church again. I'm telling you, the devil doesn't fear the church again. The church has no effect. Because Because we have compromised.
We say,
I love politicians
who.
I love every president.
Please
interpret well.
Yes, sir.
I love politicians. No politician is an enemy. No president is an enemy. Listen to me. I was praying with the former president at Amels. But I had to break away. Do you know why? I told him one day, Prof, please, you are a father, but there is an area you are disappointing me. Your lamb part is too much. What is your lion part? Let your lion part rise a little. That was why he died premature. As a leader, you must be a lamb and a lion. When you need to roar, you roar! When you need to be a lamb, you are a lamb. But he was too much a lamb. So I started backing off. If I tell you one leader, God has given me three leaders in Ghana.
Three.
He said he has had only three.
Three.
I will not mention them.
Oh, more money in a din.
Church. If you think any party is coming to make you great,
now being said, Amanyokuba Bemoyakasia.
It is the presence of God.
Amen.
We need parties. That is why we are to pray for parties. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone, the moment they get there, pray for them. Because they are not the people ruling. There are principalities and powers that rule through them. Look, me.
I say or no.
All can our Assemblies of God, General Superintendent. Only the current one hasn't called me yet. When they call me, they take me as friends. They late as sorry. He will call me. And we are just talking. Old man, we are just talking. He will serve me fruit juice in his office. Like the former president Atamos was serving me fruit juice. So, Dela, what do you think about this?
Dela,
so when I leave, then I say, who is me? The former general superintendent, Professor Frimpong, he was my friend. Dela Brana, Yenkasa. Myself, we were visiting him at home. I go to his office. The late Donto.
Oh, Donto, when you baby call,
Donto will call me.
Donto, my friend,
we talk.
Yeah, kasa.
But you know,
Nasunim.
I tell them, Papa.
You catch him, Papa.
Do you know why I don't come to you often?
Only in time in time, oh no.
When you are my friend.
Oh yeah, Madam Fua.
The moment you are voted in office.
Yeah, now you see office.
Open. I take some step away from you.
Now me two and a mommy if you change.
Because I don't want to become your bootlicker.
So
that I can see far away and criticize you when you are doing wrong. Otherwise, when I'm always around you, I am always eating and drinking. That will influence me. So I will not see what you are not doing right. These are some of us that they don't like in the nation. People
we
talk like this.
But
listen to me.
Pay.
We will live.
Yeah, you better now.
We will live longer.
You better now see a
child. Because we are pleasing God.
Yeah,
we are the voice of God.
Yeah,
we are the channel of God.
Yeah,
we are the vessels of God.
Yeah,
I was telling the president of one of the Presbyterian churches.
Because
we were serving a certain committee. I say, Papa,
Papa,
I am sorry.
Israel.
But shame unto you. Papa, I'm sorry, but shame
Papa,
unto
Israel,
you.
With the Americans,
Papa,
Papa,
NDC did this thing.
NDC,
you were shouting,
now,
shouting.
NPP
is doing the same giving work. Why are you quiet? Papa, you are failing God.
Papa, Kasa.
You say, my son.
I say, my baby, man.
We talk to them underground.
You know, Kasa, I see you.
But they don't hear. I said, why didn't you talk to NDC also on
that ground?
But NDC, you came on radio.
NDC, they have a radio.
At least this one also come on radio. At least once to balance it. To balance it. Then people will know where who you are. Flesh. Men of God in flesh. Ghana men of God. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
They are deaf for themselves. Just because what they are getting to eat. So they are disappointing God. Look at the Father's visit. Through Jesus Christ. In the wedding at Cana. In the wedding at Cana. When the wine had got finished. In John chapter 2. And there was going to be, chaos. There was going to be disgrace. Because Jesus Christ was there. Because Jesus Christ was in Cana. The situation changed. Father's visit. The presence of God is a package. When the manifested presence of God is around, I say things happen. There are answers. There are solutions. There is a turnaround. What about the Father's visit? But the Father's presence through Jesus Christ at the tomb of Lazarus in John chapter 11 at the tomb of Lazarus. What happened? Lazarus has been buried for 4 days. When Jesus got there, you saw the chain that came in Acts chapter 16. What happened?
Then they see
when Paul and Silas, were kept in prison.
At
midnight, they began to sing hymns and praise. The Father showed up. There was a mighty earthquake. The prison door flew open. Everybody's chains fell off. This morning, leave this place with the Father's presence. I usher you into the Father's presence.
Amen.
I usher you into the Father's presence. Do you know what provokes the Father's presence? Let me mention 8 things quickly that provoke the Father's presence. Number 1, a yielded heart. A yielded heart. You must have a pure heart. A yielded heart. A sincere heart before the Lord. Don't carry things in your heart. The presence of God will always be with you. Number 2, living a life of obedience to the Holy Spirit. And persevering in obedience. Number 3, living a life of sacrifice. And persevering in sacrifice. Number 4, living a life of service. And persevering in service. Number 5, living a life of faith and persevering in faith. Number 6, living a life of holiness and righteousness, persevering in holiness. Our Assemblies of God theme this year is holiness. I've not yet started talking about holiness. The last quarter, I am going to start talking about holiness. I am addressing certain things before holiness. That's why I just mentioned holiness once in a while. Everybody, we have the way we handle our topics. Every teacher has the way he handles his topic. Number 7. What provokes God's presence? Living a life of prayer. Persevering in prayer. Becoming a prayer warrior.
Obey Mpaboni.
One day I went to my papa and he was complaining.
I
don't know why I'm saying these things. The country has become something that, I say, is your man who is in power?
I say, baby.
If you have talked like this, like the envelope I brought, I would have sent it back. If you have talked like this, Papa, like the envelope I just gave to you, I wouldn't bring it out.
Is
your man? Why are you talking now?
I don't know, sir.
Instead of standing in the middle. Look, you don't know. Ask people who are close to me. You don't know what I do to them. People who are very close to me. This man who is interpreting. Ask what I've been doing. Ask my wife. The two of them, they drive me. Ask my wife. What we do to these two people. When they are driving, then we are hitting them. You are like this. You are like this. You must change. You this.
We will say.
Some of you think people are close to me. If you are not called to be close to me, you can't be close to me. I will check you.
I will check you.
I will check you. Ellen is here.
Ellen,
you don't know. You don't know what I do to her.
I'm not any different.
People think Dorcas is here. You don't know what I do. You don't know what I do to them. You don't know. You don't know what I do to them. When we are one to one, you don't know the things I tell them. But you know why I celebrate them? They are still closer.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Some people, you rebuke them once. You don't know why I like Nana.
Only let open and answer.
The things I've told this guy.
In summer, I catch them.
Let me call you, Nana. Come and take me. So
oh,
what,
my friend, Nana,
what time?
Oh,
Nana will be there. This one interpreting.
The
hitting I've hit him.
Hey, what the good
when I so Alex, where are thou? Come quickly. Alex is running.
No, Dominican, go.
That's one thing. Clap for them.
Do
you know why I do that?
What did they tell me, sir?
I want them to become better than me. I want them to have a better future.
Look,
me, if I don't mind you, I don't just mind you. But if I mind you, and I set my eyes on you. Because you know, look, I can look at you. It's a gift. I can tell you what you will become 10 years to come. But I may not know what will happen inside, but 10 years. That's what I used to hold people. Because I don't want that thing to happen. Beloved, I usher you into God's presence. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Jesus.
All things.
Jesus.
The presence of God is here right now.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Look, God will test you. Whether you really believe. Look, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
My wife had to be hitting me at the back. Only two times I've cried tears after 16 years old. Only twice I've cried tears. Openly. Like a child. When I visited the wife of our former regional superintendent, Reverend Georgiana, the late Mama Mary. And I told her, I was going to invite your husband on the 20th of August to come and see what God has done at where he broke the ground. Some of my people
are
saying, Pastor, you see, you have delayed.
Madam
Doka was telling me, see, Pastor, you have been saying, you see, you delayed. When I look, I just started crying. I cried in the hall. The man is just gone.
Papa no
uncle. Nobody heard anything.
Obi TV.
Let's be careful in life. Please, let's be careful in
this. Yes, you are, Bravo Mo.
If anybody thought this man can, I mean, what I thought, spiritual, prayerful, power, whatever.
Bibia, Papa, oh, yeah, oh, you know, Bible, Bibia. Oh, yeah, dear.
He was a kingdom bulldozer.
Now, I hear him, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
A very good friend of mine.
Adam for Papa.
But I said, I will bring him here.
Now, can I say,
the next time he will come, I will show him where he stood at the back there.
Now, watch then, baby,
when he hit the ground. The second time, it will be difficult. Should I continue?
Me too, so
I say yes.
This is called iron to us.
Dark and then pour the oil and.
Do
you know what I told him later? I say, Papa.
I say, Papa,
you didn't say it to be impossible.
One can say, ye ye.
You say it will be difficult.
I see, usi ebe ye
day. Yesterday I told my wife it has been difficult.
Now catch and he said, I so
it has really been difficult.
I had the pa 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 pa.
But it has not been possible.
Now I had the ye 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 so the.
I don't know where you are.
Only maybe I won.
But you know,
nice him.
He's at a better place.
I will be a papa.
I believe you have received the salute.
I didn't say when you say you can proceed.
Look, whatever you find your hands to do, do it.
What
is it that God can find in you?
Then Bana, I think I am meeting who
that you can't find in anybody. What is it that when God is looking for?
I say,
the kind of heart, sacrifice, service,
for or some
that you can find in you.
Ah, obet me who omo.
Kurabashaka, domneti.
Shewu meni monya. Etonetu. Shewu meni monya.
I am telling
God, it is time to show it.
Oh,
In the house right now. I said the presence of God has come. And when the presence of God comes, it is a package. Healings are taking place. Solutions are coming. Answers are coming. Things are happening right now. Listen to me. Moses was a president of Israel. Let's take it like that. That Moses was the president. But when they got to the place where there was no water, it wasn't Moses that provided the water. It was the presence of God. That when they stood by the rock, all that Moses was instructed to do is to strike the rock.
That's why we pray for Christian leaders.
It's one Christopher can for.
Who told you? The experts are those who can manage things. Who are the experts? Who are the experts? Those days, politicians would have insulted Moses. Like one time, a man of God lifted Ghana City and said, "Let's pray." And Archbishop Duncan Williams, come and see the way. People were blessing him. They don't understand spiritual things. Who brought water?
When did you know by it?
Was it Moses?
Moses, Anna.
It was God.
Nyamiankasa.
He went and stood there.
Anukoko jina
ho. All that he commanded Moses.
Nyamiankasa.
Strike.
Papa manuba.
Strike.
Papa.
Look.
As in here.
When you lose the presence of God.
Nyamiankimuno esanibana empower hoa.
You are finished.
Where we are.
When a nation, a family, a tribe. Loses the presence of God. In the Bible, there are two things the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. Don't quench him. Don't grieve him. The moment the Holy Spirit is grieving, you are finished. For the next 20 years, it's a waste. 20 years of your life is a waste. You touch this. You try this, 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 waste! But when the Holy Spirit is with you, only one thing he will tell you to do. Touch here. Go here. See this person. Only that one thing. What it would have taken you 20 years to achieve. Within 6 months, you have achieved it. I say, when the presence of God is
around,
he zeroes in on that one thing. Look, only one person you meet in this world. Only one person you meet. Your whole life has changed. But only the presence of God can lead you to that one thing. Only God's presence can lead you to that one thing. One thing. Don't let you be
shaken.
Look, we are telling God that we are ready. Thank God. Enough is enough. We can't waste time again, Lord. We are tired of waiting. We are tired of God. Show forth, show yourself. Tell God, I am ready. I am ready. All says, be alert. The presence of God is here.
So shall man. This is the power of God. able to deliver. He's able to deliver. My Messiah
is able,
is able
to
deliver. My Messiah,
look, miracles are taking place right
now. He's able to deliver.
Lord, have mercy on us. Show yourself again to us, O God. Likaramashakaya. Ipakalamashakamaya. Reketeke marakatakama. Ipreketeke para. Barakata. Ipakaya kaya. Ya 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 ya. Rata kabaya kata.
Listen to me.
Look.
don't rely on the riches you have today. I'm telling you. Thank God that he's blessing you. Thank God that he blessed your parents. Thank God. But listen. If the presence of God is not with you. Thursday, I saw something that shocked me. In a certain part of Accra, I will not say it. A house. Like a castle.
I said, I am.
Trees were growing. I've entered there to pray for people before.
Why would I have come on pay my pain?
Any type of car that you want to see in Ghana, you will find one there. You know what I saw?
Only na mi hoye.
Bushes.
Enyira.
Trees growing.
Enyira kwa na nyini waha.
And do you know what I heard?
Now in Namitiye,
family of 11.
Ebu samu ye ni bako.
They are all dead.
Omo nyina wu.
Cousins and others are at mental hospital.
Na cousin fo ne anka no.
Madness.
Abodam fo ayare sabia. Abodam kwa.
Look, I couldn't drive again.
When Timmy and Cass any bill,
I was shaking.
They said, not the whole was so.
Because I knew that family.
If they're not only himself, but you know.
See, none of them, they are no more.
There's only being no bill.
The cousins, the nieces were living. Some of them are the mental hospital.
A cousin for a new person, who would be ready that about them for a year is a beer.
They've left everything.
Oh, my dear, be a
cars in bushes.
Sending in ICC in room.
If the presence of God is not with you,
you
are not a human being. You are dead.
Well, we cry that.
I'm not talking about physical death.
You
have no life, no fulfillment. Learn to live in the presence of God. Learn to do things that will provoke the presence of God. At this moment, the Lord said, I should declare these things to you. Let the invisible become visible in your life.
Amen.
Let the invisible become visible in your life.
Amen.
Let the invisible become tangible in your life.
Amen.
Your expectation that you cannot see. The things that you have been praying for.
Jesus.
That you cannot see. But they are there. They are in the ranks of the spirit.
Yes, oh Lord.
Let them become tangible.
Amen.
Let them become touchable.
Amen.
Let them become honorable.
Amen.
Let them become possessible.
Amen.
In your life, in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I declare to somebody here. What your father sold out has been bought back to you. I say, what your fathers and your mothers sold out, it has been bought back. It has been bought back. It has been replaced. There is a replacement taking place in the house. There is a replacement taking place. There is a replacement taking place. There is a replacement taking place. Anything in your life that has been exchanged, that has been swapped, it has been restored right now. It has been restored right now. It has been restored right now. It has been restored. 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 There is restoration in the house. There is a replacement in the house. Look, your wife cannot be an agent. They are using your wife to torture you. They are using your husband to torture you. They are using your boss to torture you. So that you are distracted. But the Lord says, they can no longer use your wife.
can no longer use your husband. They can no longer use your boss. They can no longer use anybody. There is a divine replacement. There is a divine restoration. Shakata kabayakata. If you can speak in tongues, just speak in tongues right now. If you can speak in tongues, just receive, receive.
Rakabale preke telemasada, Muria kabale preke telemasada, Ikotarababa, Makotorobosiade, Rakabale preke telemacabrada, Rakabalabababa,
Libros Kaba. The Lord who began in me, He will accomplish. A new thing today. He's starting a new thing today.
He will accomplish it,
because he's the Alpha Omega.
Let me tell you, do you know the era in which we are? Do you know how God is showing himself? Angelic visitations. Look,
I see here.
Something happened within the
week.
Let me tell you, when God's time has come, look, two people who have been close. This guy has been looking for something.
Now,
he doesn't know who to talk to. But he has never failed to talk to this person. One time he mentioned it. But it's like the person was not interested. Within the week. The same person. You know, when I was reading prayer and I said that somebody is going to dream about you. Somebody will dream about you. Your name, something like
yes.
That. This person said, "Ah, I dreamed about you.
I see me so hold a year.
Please, can I see you?"
Now meet me who
ana.
I
had a dream.
Misudaye.
That
sir,
I directed you to some place
baby
for this thing.
Anyway.
But I know that this thing you
say, this thing, anyway.
He shouted,
I'm not seeing more,
and he started crying.
No, yes,
he said, why?
He said,
for 5 years now,
I see in fear and nominee
that thing.
Sad, you know,
I've been looking. He said, I am in charge of that thing in Africa. In Africa, I am in charge. In Africa, I am in charge.
told you is your ability.
One guy said, "Wahu ade."
Is your beauty?
Aye, wahu afe.
Is your height?
Aye, wotente.
No,
that you.
It is God.
Enyame.
It is God.
Aye, enyame.
The person just took paper.
Oh, nyanufa.
Not even type. Wrote something back.
Oh, drop it. Went
today. Just type something back. They reply. It's a Tuesday.
I say, brother.
Go and start.
Go and copy as here. No, I don't know.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Let me not miss your presence.
Let me not miss your presence.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Oh, crown, crown.
Help me to be conscious of your presence. From today, that your manifested presence has come. I want to see tangible results. I want to give tangible testimonies. I want to give tangible testimonies. I want to give honorable testimonies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And this person called me. I know the two of them. I said, Pastor.
I said,
do you know that this person is the head of this thing in the whole Africa?
Holy sir, I said my sin, I believe none of that no.
You mean that guy?
Also, who tells us I'm right here?
Pastor.
I say I suffer.
This world.
Say we are seeing.
If God doesn't connect you.
Say nyame enter won to me ya.
Hey.
Mm.
Say pastor, do you know that I've mentioned this thing to him before?
My boss why tell him po pen you?
And say he doesn't have idea.
Now say oni hun him dey bia.
As you leave this place,
I usher
you
Adiura
into angelic visitation.
Above
you will never miss your angel.
Amen.
I say you will never miss your angel.
Amen.
Look, some of the angels, they are going to appear like children. You know when Pastor Musa called a certain small girl and called the master and said, whatever this your daughter will say, take it serious. Some angels are going to appear like children. Your child is going to start saying something. Don't say, oh, keep quiet. Not. Take time and listen. One day, Edwidge was very small. I was going somewhere to preach. I was going to
walk away.
Edwidge brought me a paper. There was a picture in front. And then the back was, it is a picture paper. I said, oh, daddy, take along. I said, hey. I was in my car. He came and she came and she, I said, I'm going. Then I just rolled down and I collected. And I put it in my
hand.
When they call me to preach,
yeah, friends,
the pastor told me when the choir finish, I'm going to
preach. I said,
that was when I remembered that.
Okay,
I left my Bible behind.
Oh, where you are in the Bible?
I left my notebook. So it was the paper.
And the back.
I remember the team and the
speaker.
While the choir was singing, so that became my
reference.
You see how we are missing God. You think you see God big like that?
In
small things. Say from today, I will not miss the presence of God.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.